Until now, the piano has been an instrument stuck in time. But a man in regional New South Wales who's dedicated his life to making them wants all that to change. Wayne Stewart from Tumut has been pushing the range of the piano to its limits for 40 years, and he's ready to unveil his latest masterpiece, as Oscar Wills reports.
This is Bellura, the world's first 108-key grand piano, built by master craftsman Wayne Stewart.
It makes the piano into an orchestra. It changes the whole interface with the instrument, and it's just an extraordinary thing, really.
The piano has 20 keys more than the standard 88, which means it has a 9-octave range, and that's unheard of on the piano, until now.
For more than a century, there have been works written for a range greater than 88 keys. And to me, if a composer writes for a broad frequency range and there are no pianos to play it, well, what's the point? The piano maker has to take note of that and improve the tool.
Dr. Edward Neiman is a concert pianist and academic at the Australian National University. He's had the chance to play the piano and says the world's been crying out for an instrument like this.
This is pretty much the limits of human hearing, the limits of engineering. So any musical possibility that you could think of on the piano is available on this 108 key.
The piano weighs more than half a ton and is 3 metres long. It took 18 months of painstaking work to build. Wayne Stewart says it's taken his whole career to reach this point as the Australian piano industry fell away around him.
The so-called music industry in this country has been, in my lifetime at least, an import-driven affair. The deep-seated prejudice is very real against Australian-made product. I have seen the piano industry wither on the vine.
But that won't stop him from continuing to push the possibilities of the instrument.
I do have a vision for the acoustic piano into the future. I'm just trying to work within the limitations of this country to achieve those outcomes.
Stewart's vision is shared by Anthony Knight from Bellura House in Mornington, Victoria, where the piano will be used to nurture Australian musical talent.
It is the piano of the future, and we're thrilled to have it here.
Meanwhile, Wayne Stewart says his 108-key masterpiece could be the new standard for the 21st century.
The new range is 9 octaves. Get used to it.
Wayne Stewart and the sound of his new piano. Oscar Wills reporting there. And you know what? Let's hear a little bit more of it now. That's Saturday AM for today. I'm Thomas Arete. Thanks for your company. It's just about 8:30.